And along with the greatest listeners that any show could have anywhere. This is Barry Miller, and I'm sincere when I say that. Why? Because we have a wealth-building program that is built right here in Denver. It was put together in 2003. And yes, it took a hideaway around 2008. Does that year ring a bell? Boom, boom, boom. Down we went as an economy. It was the Great Recession. It was the worst recession, worst economic downturn we've had since the Great Depression. And when was the Great Depression? Roughly 1930s, you know, late 1920s, okay, October 29th, 29. I think that had something to do with it. But in any case, this is the year 2021, and our program is a homegrown program going national. It is doing so well because you, the consumers, are attending our monthly, every last Saturday of the month, seminar. By the way, last week's seminar, thank you, attendees. It was so exciting. And in the last zero, and I mean zero, we had people pull into the parking lot who got ill in the parking lot and had to not come into the building. Thank you. I mean, they didn't think it was COVID, but thank you. We had three sets of people who got ill the day before, and we still had a wonderful seminar, and we have another one coming up the end of this month. That's Saturday, February 27th. Get your reservation in, because all those people who missed it last Saturday already have their reservation in. Now, Larry tells us that the state has gone from orange to yellow, so maybe we could have more than nine sets of people. We won't know that fact until next week. But get yourself here. And why? Why? So you could build financial freedom for yourselves. So you could see what a top wealth building program has in store for you. We give you all the insights into the program. Today, as a theme, we're giving you one of the insights, and I'll share what the other ones are. But today's theme is bottomizing your risk. Last week, we talked about the other one of three top commitments for wealth builders. Number one, optimizing your wealth. Today's number two, the whole show, bottomizing your risk. And the third one, 100% loyalty of the team that you have. That team is ourselves, our people, our team becomes your team with your approval only, and our team working with you puts together a wealth building program designed to optimize your wealth and bottomize your risk. Okay, some of you who haven't heard us before, you're going to hear that optimizing your wealth is not the standard 8% return like some people were touting on Bloomberg Business News and CNBC this week. To my, I was disgusted listening to them. And I heard them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Oh, well, the 100-year history, if you hold your stocks long enough, you'll make 8%. Ladies and gentlemen, the Barry and Larry Vestera Hotspot Wealth Building Program is producing over 50% returns on the money you invest. That's the optimization. And when I say over 50%, everyone had that in 2020. And it looks to be higher this year. We don't know what the next 12 months will bring, but all the projections say it'll be higher than that this year. But now, the rest of the story, bottomizing your risk. Our program isn't a high risk. It's almost no risk. So we have taken most all of the risk out of it, and that's what we're sharing with you today. Bottomizing your risk. And how do we do that? Research, research, research. That's key. What else besides research, Larry? Communications, communications, communications. With whom? With our customers. 100% of you, when you become a customer, get our research availability. We research the markets where you have already purchased. We research them ahead of time and have hot spots. But we communicate with you if a market is even sneezing. That means showing any kind of a change in one of the 55 or more categories that we utilize to test, watch, and monitor every market that our customers are in. Larry?
Oh, I was going to say, Barry, that there, we also need to look at the, all the other parts of the program that we have that helps you, the investor, minimize the amount of work that you have to do. I'm thinking of things like we have property management teams that'll work for you. We have teams of people who can come in and inspect the house and look for items that might need repairing in the next year or two. All of that is part of the program that we have designed to maximize your return and bottomize your risks.
And the risk is so important that it be analyzed. And you're going to hear throughout the show today aspects of how we do that and what's involved in that. But I'm going to go this far and say, and it's in writing. It's in writing. How many of you have a list of items that your stockbroker, I don't care how long you've been with her or him, or your retirement planner, or your financial planner. Look, I like a lot of them. A lot of them are honest people. They don't do diddly squat to make you financially free, but they are honest people. Ask them if they please would put in writing how they are bottomizing your risk. Ask them. And by the way, any of you out there who are those financial planners or retirement people or program specialists, et cetera, there's so many good. That's so important. We're not tax people here. And those tax people and retirements are so good, et cetera. But how many of you have a bottomizing your risk in writing? Well, here we can put it in writing according to your plan. Your plan is going to be similar to other people's plan, so it's not 100% unique, but they're going to be unique pieces to it. And we will put that in writing so you know when you're going to get notices whether you even should start considering moving your money. We don't want you to move your money from one market to another. Why? Because it costs you commission dollars. And that could then lower your 50 or 60% return to 40% return. Do you hear those numbers? They're not astronomical around Vestira hotspots, are they, Larry?
No, they're not. I'm getting used to it, which scares the heck out of me.
Well, yeah, and we know that the economy may not always be year in and year out as good as it is. However, an off year or an off 2 years, maybe 20% return on your money. 20% return. And by the way, it's geared to whether you want a short-term plan, 0 to 3 years, an intermediate plan, 3 to 10 years, a long-term plan, more than 10 years, like a retirement, financial freedom, cash flow coming in by the droves because you planned 2 to 10 years ahead of time. You don't have to be 22 to be successful in this program. You could be 62 or 72 or 82, and our program starts working for you as soon as you start implementing it. And the bottomization takes place for 100% of our customers. So feel free to call us during the show with questions on our text number, 303. Text us your questions, 303-888-3788. Or even more importantly, sign up for our Wealth Building Seminar of Saturday, February 27th from 10:30 until noon. 90-minute seminar. It's free. It's easy. And right now, our legal knowledge says we're limited to 9 sets of people. The fact that Colorado has gone from orange to yellow maybe will up that to 12 sets of people. If so, we will open up the space because the building is comfortable enough and large enough to handle more than we have been doing because of COVID limitations. So this is Barry Miller saying, bottomize your risk. I'll have a little bit more to say about that after the break. I'm here with Sherry Cinnamon. She's going to give us some thoughts as a skeptic to wealth building. Larry, the consumer guy, he's going to interject a Larry's view later in the show. And he too could pop up anytime and say, hey, Barry, pause a moment and deal with some item that we're speaking about today, bottomizing your risk and putting it in writing so that you know the turnkey wealth building program of Vestera Hotspots, now becoming known as Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program, has a great, great systemic and systematic and built-in, that's redundant, by the way, effect on bottomizing your risk. Barry Miller here saying we're going to take our first break, then we're going to come back, and we're going to start, when we come back, with Larry's investment tip. His tip today is, you want to have a great investment return? Find out how. Listen up when we come back. Okay, the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, it is, and it is focused today on bottomizing your risk. Larry's wealth tip is right now.
Yep, it sure is. In order to get a great investment return that we keep talking about, the investor still does not have to accept higher risk. To get these great investments that Barry and Larry talk about, does the investor have to accept a higher investment risk? This is a great question that has a very simple answer. No. The Vestera Hotspot investment program has been carefully designed to minimize, using Barry's language, bottomize your risk while maximizing investment returns. So learn how to maximize investment risks, returns rather, while bottomizing your risk by attending our Hotspot seminar on February 27th. It's free, only 1.5 hours long, and fun to watch and participate in. Why won't we see you at the seminar? You have to tell us.
Very good, Larry. That was pretty circular in a good way, with giving information as you traveled around the circle, encouraging our listeners to attend the Hotspot Seminar February 27th, which we're just going to mention a couple more times during the show. But let's get into what this bottomizing of risk is. You said very well, while maximizing your return, because the two in our program are hand in hand. It's not like, oh, well, you only get maximum returns if you have high risk. Uh-uh. Our program is automatically designed for highest investment returns and lowest risk.
Yeah, you know, Barry, I was thinking as I was speaking this out just a minute ago,
yep,
that banks are always talking about how they lower the risk to virtually nothing. Well, they do that by lowering your interest rate that you get as a return. That's right, exactly. So don't get fooled by people saying they can minimize your risk. Or bottomize it, as Barry likes to use the term. But don't get fooled by that.
Is that a word?
You're trading your gains on your investment to minimize your risk, unless you go with the Barry and Larry program.
Yeah, and this is not just a buy low, sell high. This is buy right, Okay? Buy right does not mean buying the best property in a neighborhood lower than anybody else. It means buy it right, because you're going to have to beat out probably 15 to 20 other buyers to buy it right. To buy a piece of investment property now in so many cities, but we'll focus now on the hottest of our five hotspots is Colorado Springs. And really, really, to buy right, you're going to pay more than the asking price 99% of the time. And that doesn't matter. We have it all programmed that you're not paying too much. We know what the rents will be and the whole bit. It's all calculated in advance so that you see what it's going to be to buy it, what the property deferred maintenance is, and most likely will be shown in the inspection report. And you have ways out along the process, and you get to say yes at every step, including knowing in advance how low your risk is.
And Barry, we've even developed a secondary city. I know there's a term for it that I'm not coming up with, so that if you want to reduce your investment costs, you can do so and still benefit from the Colorado Springs outstanding market.
And that is adjunct hotspot.
That's correct.
Pueblo, Colorado does not have the criteria to qualify as a hotspot per the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program's definition. So it can't be a hotspot, ever. I mean, we'd have to change our criteria, and we're not going to do that. Our criteria is too solidly based for individuals anywhere in the country. This is a national research. 500 cities, then 200 cities, and then those 200 get so reviewed that we're down to about 60. And where are we now, Larry, in the current? Are we between the 60 and the 25-ish?
Yeah, and you and I need to sit down and
for the next step?
That's right. And I'm putting more data together, so we'll be able to probably do two steps at once.
Okay, so what, in the next week or so?
Yes, absolutely.
And then we'll be down to 20-ish top spots, and then it gets more scrutiny, more details, additional, plural, microscopic looks. So already the risk is minimized greatly by the research on where people are recommended to buy. But you could buy anywhere, and we'll help you bottomize your risk, whether you buy at one of our hotspots or not. Buying one at one of our hotspots, and they're not our properties, we shop the whole market so you could get the best property.
You mean I can actually suggest that I go to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and you will help me minimize my risk and maximize my gain in Wilkes-Barre?
In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Absolutely. We will bottomize your risk in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. It may not be maximizing your gain, okay, or as we say, optimizing your wealth. But because Wilkes-Barre is a lower-end market, not appreciating anywhere near as high as Colorado Springs, but yes, we will bottomize your risk anywhere in the country. Important point, Larry, we do not go outside the United States.
That's right. And Barry, I just wanted to point out, I was playing with Barry with my reference to Wilkes-Barre. That's where he's from. And Wilkes-Barre has a couple of times appeared to be in the lowest 5% of the cities in the United States. So I just was enjoying teasing Mr. Miller.
As we have said for decades now, a diamond in the rough. That's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Because it's very rough.
It's very rough economic country back there. Beautiful people. Thank you, Wilkes-Barre people listening. And there are many, and I stay in touch with a lot of my high school and college mates who are living in and around, in and around Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, et cetera. We love you. And yes, we can find a top investment where we will bottomize your risk. Now, again, it will not be optimizing your wealth. You determine the elements. What's more important to you, cash flow? Many people are in their 40s and 50s, Larry, that are coming to us, and they say, about how many years before we could have the home paid off? We like to say 15 years or less when they're disciplined. We will help them with that discipline. And then if they're saying, yeah, we'd like to retire at about age 58, 59, or 60, or we're 60 years old and we'd like to retire in 5 or 6 years, we have to have a more aggressive program then on the rents and what have you. And if cash flow is the objective, so that those properties are nearly free and clear, the mortgage paid off, in other words, in 6 or 8 years, we could help them with that expertise. Well, but bottomizing the risk is, how long do you hold on to that property? We give them data at least twice a year, and more often if they want it. So we're always watching a market where you have purchased a rental investment property, typically a 4-unit or below, but doesn't have to be. We have purchased as many as 11, 12-unit buildings on behalf of our customers, but typically we call ourselves residential. Why? Because that's our specialty. That's where the best bargains are. That's where the best upside is, optimization of your wealth. But the bottomizing your risk that we've put together, it's all mechanical, it's mathematical, and it's a guarantee that you'll have information to determine whether you should move that asset to another location or not. Simple as that. Sherry, a comment?
Well, what does a house in your hometown run at the median price? Are you aware of that right now?
Well, you're talking Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania? Yes. Don't say that.
No.
At the same time, no, Larry's wearing just, off.
You know,
I'm two
I'm
against
new to the
one.
Show. I had to get a chuckle. I'm new to the show.
Chuckle?
Yeah,
at my
your
cost.
Expense.
At
yes.
my
yes.
expense.
Yes. Yes.
Holy
yes.
criminy. What is the median price in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania,
you know that,
Larry?
I don't have it with me.
All right. Well, I do
I'll
have a question.
I'll give you an estimate. No, you okay. wait for an answer.
All right, then give me the answer.
$52,000.
Honest to goodness.
You could buy a mansion there for $250,000. McMansion.
Nice.
Oh, they're very nice.
Yeah.
By the way, $80,000 to $120,000, you could get a nice house. And nice people.
In Pennsylvania.
So don't make fun of Wilkes-Barre, you two.
No, we don't. We don't. But, you know, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about the turnkey aspect regarding this program?
Yes. Very, very good. Thank you for asking that. Yes. The turnkey. The whole program is turnkey if you want it to be. Most all of our customers want it to be totally turnkey. Turnkey means you literally are turning your investment dollars, not over to us, over to what you purchased through our program for us to grow those dollars, grow that investment, help you become financially free per your plan. So turnkey means we find property managers for you. We do the research. We find the property. And we do all of the elements that you would have to do if you wanted to be a DIYer. Do it yourself. Do it yourselfer. Our program is turnkey. You can't manage a property in the hottest spot when the hottest spot, best return on your dollars, is 50, 80, or 2,000 miles away. You want to be a full-time property manager? I'll have you talk to some people who are looking for you. You can do that. It's okay. But our program is geared for those people who said, no, I don't want anything to do with it. I want you guys, and then we at Vestera Hotspots, we find the top realtors, the top property managers, the top inspectors, the top fix-it people. We don't do fix and flips. That's too complicated to do 1 or 2,000 miles away. But we have the fix-it people through the property managers to maintain your property. However, our criteria in our highest, best model Okay, the highest and best model for our consumers, Sherry, is buy a property that has next to no deferred maintenance. What is deferred maintenance? We'll find out when we come back from this break. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jesse. Ryan, thanks for the great music, for the ins and outs of the business. Ins and outs are very important in radio talk. This is Barry Miller thanking Jesse and Ryan for the fine work on the double boards and making sure that the sound is coming correctly as it is to you, the consumer. They make sure the sound is correct. We make sure the content is correct and pertinent. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley in studio and Sherry Cinnamon in studio. What studio? Where are we? We're at Mount Elbert Studio, right in Remax Masters Millennium in the Denver Tech Center. A beautiful, beautiful brand new studio. It's wonderful. And again, Jesse and Ryan, thanks for running the boards and all the engineering pieces to make the sounds come right for our great listeners at K-House 630. We are with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. And my wealth building tip is this. Part of bottomizing your risk is analyzing the deferred maintenance on the piece of property you're buying. Part of bottomizing your risk, which we do for you, is analyzing the deferred maintenance of the property that has been recommended to you by our Vestera Hotspot Investment Team leader. And it's in writing. So let's talk about finding out what the deferred maintenance items are. We're not waiting, Larry, until the inspection. There's a 4 or 5 step process in our Barry and Larry wealth building program to help the consumer bottomize, not only help them, but almost assure them of bottomizing their risk by analyzing the deferred maintenance. What is deferred maintenance? Anything that the property is going to need, we say, in the next 3+ years. It's not a guarantee. We cannot guarantee that a window won't be broken. Okay,
yep.
In the next 3 years. We cannot guarantee that hailstorms won't happen in the next 3 years. But we could make sure you have the right insurance to cover such things. Maybe not the broken window. Okay, but deferred maintenance. That gets into the top 8 items. The top 8 items of a home, Larry, that are the critical items that we look at microscopically each item. What are those 8 items? Do you have some of them?
Oh, I certainly do, Barry. Certainly the foundation.
Foundation.
The roof.
The roof.
The heating and air conditioning systems.
Right. And, you know, vernacular, most of our listeners know that is HVAC, but it's heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. And there's more and more systems to look at nowadays. Okay.
And then we get into plumbing and electrical.
Plumbing is 4. Electrical is 5. They're the big 5. Okay. But there are 3 others that are mighty, mighty important.
Sewer scope.
Sewer scope. Oh my gosh, so many people don't have a sewer scope done on the property they buy. Yes.
And then, and this is not as big in Colorado Springs as it is in other areas, termites.
Termites isn't as big in all of Colorado as it is in Florida. Okay. Termites and insects. Okay. We'll combine them as an item. That is an item. And then the final one that is always on our list.
Mold.
Good one. Okay, then we're going to add another one. Radon. Mold and radon. So, look, we're up to 9. Very good, Larry. That's 9, really, not 8. And we should say all 9. And if anything is unique to an area, we will check it out, too. Like, what's going on in and around that neighborhood economically? Really, the 10th one. When we do all 10, the 10th one is economic deferred maintenance items, and you say, what? Economic? You bet. We have to see if this property backs up to an open lot. Is that open lot going to remain open space? Is it going to remain, become Circle K store, 7-Eleven store type of thing? Is it going to become a factory? Is it going to become a school? If it's an elementary school, it's different than if it's a high school. Okay, you don't need certain things urinating on your lawn if you're near a high school. That happens sometimes, usually not with an elementary school. And I'm sorry to be so descript, but I'm wanting to make the point we look at every little item, okay, within all of those 10 areas that we just described. And let's take the house. Now let's take the house. Appliances. Where do they fall in? We put them under plumbing and electrical, depending on the appliance, whether it's the hot water heater, the stove. Oh, by the way, the seller's leaving a microwave as part of the sale. We will find out if that microwave looks like it's going to last for 3 more years. Who's going to tell us that? Number one, we have some experience. Number two, the seller will. And their agent will ask them when it was purchased. You know how many agents ask those kinds of questions, or financial advisors get this deep into the details? I do, and the answer is not anywhere near enough. That's the answer, not nearly enough. We do 100% of the time, and we have a sheet of paper that all of our customers see before they say yes. Put an offer in on that property, and an item there is basically one line item that refers to all these 10 specific microscopic areas. Okay, are we home inspectors? Are we structural engineers? No. Do we know a lot of things generally? Yes. Yes. So even Sherry, the skeptic, is saying, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, the program builds that in. Okay, so all that's up front. You, the consumer, the offer goes in, you get the property, you're a good buyer agent, wherever it is, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Columbus, Ohio, Colorado Springs, Sherry and Barry, where they're combined, your buyer agent, doesn't matter. You have a top buyer agent, and all of a sudden you have the home under contract, and what do you have? A chance to do an inspection. So now there's going to be a, quote, professional home inspector. They're not licensed in Colorado. That's okay. We only select professional home inspectors in Colorado. And they're going to check all these things out again. So there you have it on how we will look at all of those items of deferred maintenance, including economic items in and around that property. We want to know what that neighborhood's going to be like, most likely, in 3, 5, 8, 10 years.
That's right. We want you to understand what your potential costs are going to be in the next few years so you can plan for it and decide if you can afford it, or would you like to look for another house?
Yeah, see, we in our program that recommend buying homes with very little deferred maintenance. And it's not wrong if something's going to go out. If the refrigerator's 12 or 15 or 18 years old, it maybe is going to go out. And then you're going to say, oh, shoot, I have to spend $2,500 for a nice refrigerator. We know where you could buy near new, but used, refrigerators for typically a half the price of a new one. As an investor, you don't need to pay $2,500 for a stainless steel, nice-looking refrigerator that will last 5, 10, or 15 years, when we will give you places to shop where it's near new and it will last 5, 10, or 15 years.
Yeah, one of the points Barry's making is for an investment house, you don't necessarily have to buy everything new and everything the best possible. You may do that for your personal residence.
Yeah, if you like throwing money away, you will do it for your own personal house. And there could be other reasons, prestige. You want to boast that you paid $2,800. Nothing wrong with that. That happens. But this is an investment property. Your home also is an investment property. That's up to you and your monetary values. And look, refrigerators, you buy a new car, Larry. You pay $50,000 for a nice new car, new, brand new. And how much is it worth as you drive it out of the place that you're buying it?
$30,000.
Yeah, okay. You buy a new refrigerator at $3,000. Brand new refrigerator. Sherry, you're the real estate person, and Larry, you buy a new refrigerator at $3,000. It's installed. You know, the professionals move it in and install. How much is it worth if you had to sell it? Larry?
About 10%.
Yeah.
I say 10% at a garage sale. That's what I always tell everyone.
So, but it's about half.
Yes,
about
it is.
Half
it's about
lucky,
half.
If you're lucky.
And Barry, I wanted to ask you, what about the seller's property disclosure? Isn't there a form that you can look at to tell if there'd been any deferred maintenance and when something had been worked on?
Most states, not all, Colorado is one of them, and this is a good thing for sure, have a seller property disclosure form. And that's another part of the turnkey operation. We make sure you get to see that. That's a part of after you buy the property. And it's not as guarantee. It's a guarantee in Colorado. The seller is attesting to the best of their ability the condition of things. And if that's not definitive enough, which, by the way, it almost is never definitive enough, then you have the inspection
that's
anyway.
That's when you go to inspection.
Which you do the inspection separately anyway, but that's another piece of investigation that we do on behalf of whom? You, the listener, our customer, you, the investor. So there you have how we bottomize your risk by analyzing in great detail, minutia of detail, the deferred maintenance items of the investment that you're about to buy. Okay, next up. Saturday seminar, February 27th, 10:30 until noon. A phenomenal seminar on all of the turnkey wealth building program known as Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back and we're going to cover some of the market conditions, but also we're going to stay focused on bottomizing your risk. Cinnamon, she's an investor skeptic. She likes to say, prove this, prove that, anything you want to
convince me that you're going to make money for me. I'm 62 years old and I would like to invest what I do have in some real estate because I think the concept is great. But convince me that I'm going to make money.
Larry, she's 62, too old, won't work. Yeah. Our program won't work.
Oh, did I say 62?
But she's too
42.
Skeptical. She doesn't have a broad enough mind.
Right?
No skepticism is too much. Skepticism is warranted around here.
Uh-huh.
Skepticism is welcome at the Barry and Larry Hot program. Well, it is a lot of money. And that is what everyone who's in the wealth building business needs to recognize all the time, 100% of the time. But I can't do it all in the next 2 or 3 or 5 minutes, Sherry, but to cover your point, skepticism is welcome here. We will show you in writing how a specific property will grow. And you'll say, is that a guarantee? I hope you'll say that. And we'll say, no. Can you guarantee where you will be in 24 hours or what the weather will be? Da, da, da. You get the idea that it's not a guarantee. However, you'll say, well, what leads you to say that Colorado Springs, that neighborhood, not just zip code, that specific neighborhood is going to grow? You put on your projection sheet, Barry Miller, part of Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, that property is going to appreciate in value 12%. Where do you get the 12%? We have data, and we'll show you the reports that say, oh, by the way, it's really 14-17%, but we take the conservative position of this year it may only be 12%, because we'd rather you be knowingly surprised in 12 months that it went up 14.5% rather than us say 12 and it go up only 10.5. So we do point out where we are conservative, but more importantly, we point out where every bit of data comes from, and nothing we do is fluff. It's based on written data and specific to that property, tied into your wealth building program. So the but it gets into what's your plan. Doesn't exactly matter if you're 62 or 72. Is your plan to have a lot of cash flow in 10 years, or do you want all the gain from it? Remember, real estate is very liquid. You can get loans on properties after you own them. You could get your money, you could sell them. How long does it take to sell? In Colorado Springs and Denver, we like to stay near the median price range. So it'll take anywhere from 1 hour to 5 or 6 days to sell the property. Now that doesn't close and get you the money, but if you need the money right away, we have methods of getting you the money within days, even before you close. So it's all according to what you want to accomplish in your plan that we help you develop up front. Does that help?
It does. Now, you have a different plan for if I'm 22, 42, 62. You have,
we don't.
Well, what you I'm do. Asking you is do. That can you advise the consumer as they come in based on
yes.
what it is they're looking for, how old are they, and how long? You've got a different plan that you can implement for each consumer?
Absolutely. But the plan isn't off a shelf. Mm-hmm. For a 22-year-old versus a 42-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
The plan is designed by the consumer who says, at 22, I don't have time to think about being financially free. I don't want anything here, but I have $100,000. I'd like you to invest. What will you get? I said, by the way, we'll probably double. This is a probably, but pretty darn sure we can double that money in 18 months. Double that money in 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And we'll show that 22-year-older how. And if a 62-year-older says, well, that's great. I love doubling that money that I put in. That's really good. But I want cash flow when I'm 73. I mean, they may have a reason why they say 73. Another 62-year-older will say, I want to have $4,000 of cash flow from investments I do not own now by the time I'm 67. Well, that's going to be a different plan for that person than somebody who says 10 years. They just want some positive cash flow. So really, we help the consumer decide what it is they want their financial picture to be.
That's,
but we don't determine it.
No,
consumers,
but that's what I was asking.
Determine it. We have
yes.
all of those elements for anyone of any age, starting at about age 2.
Oh, stop. Well, yeah, actually.
Two is not too young.
No, get your parents involved right away.
Start their college education.
Exactly. Well, you know, finite. Land is finite.
It sure is. Under all is the land, and above all is the consumer.
Good job.
Sure. One organization in this country is so focused on under all is the land. And another one, Barry and Larry's real estate team and Barry and Larry's wealth building program, is all about 100% emphasis on the consumer. Above all is the consumer. Under all is the land, so that makes it a great investment. Larry?
Oh, I have no argument with that, but I want to urge people, if you want to know more about our investment plan, please come to our seminar on February 27th from 10:30 to 12. It's an hour and a half. It's absolutely free to you. but you'll get a better handle on the whole program and what we mean by turnkey and how do you make your money and how can we really tell you that people are earning 50% or better returns on their investment. Come to the seminar at 10:30, February 27th. Simply give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth@BarryandLarry.com.
And that seminar is all the information about this program, turnkey program, the research aspects, how hotspots are chosen. But remember, you could buy anywhere. And really, it's such open-ended, good questions we get from all the participants. But it is structured. We have a short, it could be, it depends on the group there, a 5 to 12 minute PowerPoint, and then we have a handout that takes roughly 30 to 50 minutes, okay, depending on the questions that you have as individuals. So it's very individualized and yet very specific to how the plan operates so that you could see the elements of a good wealth-building program, and then you say, yeah, that does fit me. I want to talk to these people further. It's free to talk further. Free. I mean, it's another meeting, but it's one-on-one meeting. And then, of course, you could say, you know, not ready yet. Not ready yet. Yeah, Larry, you're pointing what? You're pointing up?
I was pointing up, but please sign up, 303-888-3788, and make your reservation for the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Seminar.
Yeah, do it. Sherry, any closing comments?
I just want to thank you so much as a consumer skeptic for giving me an idea of what the turnkey process is all about and how you can help me.
Great. Larry?
I hope that all of you will join us next week for the next Wealth Building Program where we're going to talk to you about fiduciary responsibilities.
We will do that. And remember, we are available not quite 24/7, but borderline 24/7 to meet with you on personal information, personal consultation meeting. But call it what you will. It's time together to explore maybe starting your own wealth building program. Give us a call, 303-888-3788. Barry Miller, bye-bye for now.